fertilizer business, which I have years ago at a retail level, transparency isn't necessarily associated with fertilizer, and we're providing that transparency now.
Welcome to In the Driver's Seat, a podcast on managing financial risk in your grain operation, brought to you by ADM.
Welcome back to In the Driver's Seat. Shelby Schweitzer, back for another round, your second one. It's nice to have you co-hosting.
Hey, Doug. It's good to be back.
I don't know if you're going to be able to top the fainting goat story. You got any new experiences you want to share?
No new experiences this month. I'll let you know maybe next month, though.
So I'm glad you came back. I hope you're glad to be back. Lots of things going on, and we're in February already. And
yep.
I have four things on my mind. You want to take a shot? Four things I kind of want to talk about today. You want to take a shot at what those are?
Yeah, I'll take a whack at it. So, yeah, you mentioned, obviously, beginning of February here, producers, you know, they're planning for the next crop year, mitigating some 2020 risk here early on. Spring is only 60 days away, so ready or not, it's coming for us. And Feb to June, probably one of the best time frame opportunities to take advantage of those rallies. You know, our ASP just started pricing, and we'll go until the end of June. Crop insurance is another piece of it.
Two good guesses. Any others?
What are you thinking, Doug? What's in your head?
So you got two of them. So forward marketing. So one, you kind of captured it. So this Feb averaging time frame and the Feb through June time frame risk premiums in the market just as we try to prepare to grow another crop in the U.S. So that's one, crop insurance.
Yep.
So this is the month that the spring price calculation is done. So at the end of February, what we will know is we'll be able to calculate the revenue guarantees associated with crop insurance. So we'll have those two components. The third one is inputs and fertilizer being a big component of it. So prime time to think about fertilizer. Again, April 10 is early plant date for lots of the Midwest, and that's not very far away. And the last one is just trying to figure out how do you turn all that into, you know, a margin? How do you plan to be profitable by weaving all of those components together? So I think that's where we're at with this episode, is talking about fertilizer and what it really costs, but not forgetting to think about those other things, because if we buy fertilizer extremely well, we still have to sell it. We still have to manage for margin. So those are all of the things I'm thinking about.
And so that's exactly what we talked about here at Farm Progress Show in Decatur. So let's jump into that conversation with four of our Farm Direct fertilizer reps.
Welcome to another episode of In the Driver's Seat. This podcast series is evolving and getting more exciting as we go. And the topic we're going to tackle now is we're going to talk about fertilizer. You know, what does fertilizer cost? How do fertilizer markets work? And in every piece of this podcast we do, the most important piece is tying it back to how in the world do we break it down so that a producer can get value out of it, make better decisions, make an impact for themselves. So I have four guests with me today, and we're going to introduce each of them, and we're just going to have a nice little chat about fertilizer, and we'll see if our audience here has any questions as well. So Dale Jackson, we're going to start with you on the end. Dale, could you just briefly introduce yourself? And when I say brief, I mean, you know, short.
Gotcha. Thanks, Doug. So I'm Dale Jackson. I am the fertilizer representative for Central Illinois and Northern Indiana. I office out of Decatur.
Hi, I'm Troy Eikenberry, and I'm the fertilizer representative for Northern Illinois.
Hi, I am Zach Jans. I am the territory manager for Eastern Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, based out of Minneapolis.
Hi, Doug. I'm Jake Nieder, longtime listener.
First-time caller?
First-time caller. Thank you. I've been with ADM Fertilizer since we started selling to farmers in 2016.
I think Jake's been a pretty common guest on our podcast series, so most of you probably know Jake a little bit. I want Jake to explain to the audience, how do you stay up to date with fertilizer prices? So the whole fertilizer price discovery methodology, how do you stay current on that and have a feel for where prices are headed?
You know, it's a good question to help give a little background to what goes on in the fertilizer business. There's a very active futures market in the fertilizer business that helps us get a feel for where prices are going to go. But fertilizer, like any commodity, Doug, is driven by supply and demand. And so we spend a lot of time trying to study the supply and demand around grain, which will ultimately drive the consumption of fertilizer. Some of the other touch points that we use is just fertilizer is such a global commodity. You know, whether you're talking nitrogen or you're talking phosphates or potash, you've got product all over the globe. And each one of these are used in different regions, different times of the year. And so when you think about trying to keep track of global prices, it's very complex. So we use a system of suppliers, a system of other customers and other distributors, where we do a lot of price discovery on a daily basis.
So when you say there's a futures market for fertilizer, it's not like maybe people in the Midwest are used to a Chicago Board of Trade for corn, soybeans, a very big liquid market, but there is a market like that that exists for fertilizer, correct?
Very much so. And in fact, it is governed by the Chicago Board of Trade. You could look up the fertilizer derivatives for urea, for phosphates, not for all products and commodities, but for a lot of them there are out there. And so what we've tried to do at ADM Fertilizer is just make the pricing more available to the grower, trying to help explain more what's driving this market so they can make better decisions on a daily basis. Fertilizer itself is a huge component of the overall farm budget. And, you know, we don't always have the answer of when we're going to see $4 corn again, but we do have an answer of how we can help save money on the budget.
A follow-up question. I promise I'll get to the rest of you, too, but do you think that is a market that continues to evolve and maybe gets bigger and more liquid and more commonly used as a place to hedge fertilizer risk? Do you think that is in our future or no?
You know, this market's evolving a lot. What we've seen added recently was a futures exchange for urea nitrogen in China. So again, a lot of moving parts and pieces. We try and help simplify that for you and also give you tools to make decisions. You know, Doug, I think we've mentioned before on other calls, we do a monthly conference call where we bring in fertilizer publication companies to just give their opinion on the market. These are people who report the news on fertilizer. We'll then give our spin of what we think prices are going to do to help enlighten and educate the grower so he can make a better decision. You ask any grower, you're going to get a different answer of when's the best time to buy fertilizer. And the best time is really driven by the S&Ds globally, and they change constantly. So there is no one best time to lock in your fertilizer needs.
I'm going to shift and ask a question for Dale here, especially for Central Illinois, which is where we're sitting here today. Jake talked about, you know, global price discovery, but how do farmers, maybe even, you know, Central Illinois, your farmers, how do they stay current with fertilizer, local supply and demand situations? How do they stay up to speed with fertilizer price direction?
Well, obviously, Jake's looking at the global S&Ds and end prices, and I'm actually much more interested in a localized or regional price. And we have an app that you can download on your phone that will give you the price of our products at different river terminals, whichever ones that make the most sense to you. We have, so for Central Illinois, it's St. Louis, Ottawa, and Evansville. But we have the prices on that app up to a year out for the products at those various terminals.
So the unique thing about that, I think, and I'm a grain guy who knows very little about fertilizer, but one thing I do remember, it was always hard to figure out what the fertilizer prices were, so nobody wanted to go first. You'd wait, and finally fertilizer prices would come out. But that's one thing I think a bit unique to our model is giving that price discovery up to 18 months out and letting people plan ahead and with the ability to do something about it. Dale, is that an accurate description?
Absolutely. Transparency is a big part of our business, and it's helped us grow the business so far. Obviously, if you've been in the fertilizer business, which I have years ago at a retail level, transparency isn't necessarily associated with fertilizer, and we're providing that transparency now.
Zach, I got a question for you, shifting gears momentarily. Jake talked about the best time to buy. It always depends on local supply and demand, but you can do a little research. There are trends. There are analog years maybe you can compare to. So on our website, we invested a bit of time and effort into modeling that, letting people do some research. So for example, in October of 16, it was really the best time to buy UAN for the spring of 17. Can you talk a little bit more about figuring out when that best time to buy is and some of the research that can be done to plan for that?
Yeah, so on our website, ADMAdvantage.com/fertilizer, there's some really cool tools that can be utilized out there. One big tool that we're out presenting to growers right now is a fertilizer calculator. What that does is allow you to put your prices in, and also from a retail level along with at the level that ADM is at, and it allows you to calculate your savings not only just to you, but it also allows you to put, you know, equipment costs and storage costs and transportation costs inside of that calculator, and it really gives you a full transparent value back to the farm to give that grower a real sense of what it's going to cost to jump into the marketplace.
So this whole team is really focused on farm direct fertilizer. And I think, Jake, you had a follow-up comment to what Zach was saying.
Yeah, I wanted to note that out there, what Zach's mentioning, these graphs that we've invested a little money into, there's a couple different ways to look at it. It's just pure price and when the right time to buy is. And that's taking into effect the historical component. And that's a great place to start to base your opinion and say, okay, last 5 years, I've noticed a trend here on UAN. It's trending low in October as opposed to June, July. That begins to build one part of your point of view. Then you have to start to take into account as what's the local market supply and demand. And that's where I think talking with your ADM rep comes in real handy. The other thing I like about that calculator, Doug, as you know, and this was part of your thought process, it also helps you shift your mentality of quit trying to buy the low of fertilizer and selling the high, but lock in the widest margin opportunity. And that's really what we want to help the grower realize is, hey, it's okay if you paid a little bit more for your fertilizer if you sold your grain at the right time and locked in a higher margin. You took risk off the table, and that's ultimately going to hopefully yield some more profit for you as a grower. That tool exists on ADM Advantage/fertilizer too. Again, it's a beginning point to formulate your opinion.
Time is your friend, right? So I'm driving at a point here. I think so often people, look and get eager about making fertilizer purchases, you know, very close to when they're going to need the fertilizer. So leveraging time is a big opportunity and engaging people early on. Jake, is that a good way to think about that?
I think that's spot on, is just beginning to build a knowledge base about using that time component relative to what your needs are, relative to the local market. Those are all components that goes into price discovery and formulating an opinion on, is this now the right time? You know, despite what may be going on in the world market, prices are running up. If you know that there's 10 fertilizer dealers that have full sheds and they haven't sold anything, and it's probably not as important for you to have to step in and lock in. We've got to respect the trend, respect the possibility of price going up, but also overlay it with that local market point of view, which these guys are really good at.
Troy, I want to ask you a question. This whole team is focused on farm direct fertilizer. This whole team is focused on trying to get fertilizer from origin to final delivery point as efficiently as possible. And many are starting to think about, how do I get set up to apply my own fertilizer? How can we help with the process of just getting the infrastructure and the pieces in place to be in a position to buy this fertilizer direct from ADM?
That's a question that's asked all the time, and it's a question that we're always constantly trying to answer. And the answer is always evolving because everybody's situation is slightly different. For some guys, it's as simple as they already have the floater or the spreader to get the fertilizer down, and it's as simple as finding them a fertilizer conveyor to get them to be able to offload the product off the truck. In some other cases, they're so far away from a river terminal that we have to look at different storage options that we have with Meridian, with upright storage bins. And in some other cases, we have to start from scratch. They don't have anything. So we're working with, you know, different companies and trying to provide them options. And the good thing about ADM is we have different connections all over the place, so we can point them in the right direction on where the best place is to get the spreader, where the best place is to get the fertilizer conveyor along with the storage.
So you have options right now available for storage and for getting set up on applications and storage. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct. We've got an agreement with Meridian for stainless steel poly-coated upright tanks. We've also got an agreement with Greenfield Contractors for hoop-style buildings. Great thing about those is they're kind of dual purpose. When there's not fertilizer in there, you can put grain in there. You can use it for tractor storage. You know, one thing's for sure, on most farms, there's not enough storage.
Jake, fertilizer products, lots of different types of fertilizer. What are the fertilizer products that ADM offers to farmers directly right now?
We're very, very much involved in moving nitrogen fertilizer, phosphate fertilizer, potash fertilizer. So more specifically, we are made to move dry product. That's what ADM's built around. We've got dry product assets. We've got barges, rail cars, trucks ready to go. We also deal well in liquid product as well. So UAN, 32, urea. We do move anhydrous ammonia around, Doug. But there are restrictions in how you offload anhydrous ammonia. You have to have a high-pressure bullet to be able to receive those in. So those growers who do have that capability, we're more enabled to do business with them. We don't deliver it in nurse tanks. That's an extra level of service that we don't offer today. But we also have then phosphates. And the cool thing about an ADM fertilizer rep, when they walk in your door, they don't just have MAP or DAP. They can get you NPSZ, they could get you O45O, they could get you Poly4, which is a product we're going to talk about in a few minutes. They're going to have a different offering of product because we're bringing a global perspective onto your farm as opposed to the local storefront. Because the sheds that we're bringing you your fertilizer from are made to go across all of North America. These are big bulk facilities.
So we're also adding blending capabilities. So if we want it to get as custom as anybody wants, we don't provide that full level of retail service, et cetera, but if somebody wants to order a blend, we can accommodate that. We're expanding on that too. Is that right?
That's correct. We've invested a lot of money at all of these river terminals, putting blenders, high-speed, high-capacity blenders there. We'll have guys come in and pick up 4 to 5 tons in some loads, other guys pulling out up in our Canada terminals, 50 tons of blends. Really cool to watch a blended load get dropped in under 4 minutes when you think about the high speed capacity of some of these blenders.
Yeah, one of the cool parts is, you know, like to Jake's comment, we can cater to anything a grower really needs. We're not stationed to just one distinct product, one distinct product line. So if a guy's looking for zinc or boron or elemental sulfur or nitrogen inhibitors like Contain or Agritain, we can service that whole gamut of products for a grower. It's not just one line. We can handle a lot of different things when they get thrown at us.
Dale, I'd like to ask you a question. If someone wants to work with you on buying fertilizer, is it something they can get delivered? Do they have to pick it up somewhere? I mean, how does the process work? They work with you and you help them figure out the best scenario? How does that work?
Absolutely. We just basically sit down and figure out what makes the most sense for them. The nice thing about ADM is we have trucks running all over the place all of the time. So if it makes more sense for us to sit down and talk about them going to the river and possibly dropping a load of grain, backhauling a load of fertilizer, fantastic. If it makes more sense for us to have it backhauled on one of our trucks, fantastic. We will sit down and go over what makes the most sense for that particular producer.
I want to actually get each of you to answer this in your own way, but I'm going to start with Troy. How many farmers are starting to do this? How many farmers are really, you know, going down this path? How many farmers are you working with? This is somewhat new to us, but it's catching on. It's growing pretty quickly.
I started with ADM fertilizer roughly 2 years ago, and I started at ground zero, so I had zero customers. But over the last 18 months, I would say that I was able to grow my customer base from zero to about 60 that I'm doing business with today. So I would really say that this is really starting to pick up steam. You know, the momentum is really starting to build.
Same question for you, Zach. What have you seen and felt in the areas you've been working on?
Yeah, so the areas that I work in, you know, we didn't necessarily have a blender up until this spring, but, you know, I started just like Troy did at ground zero, and the utilization of the tools, the DTN app, the monthly conference call, the information that gets pushed out to the grower has allowed me to go out and obtain a customer base of around 125 growers. And having the capabilities of blending fertilizer now, along with the logistics strength that ADM offers, has allowed a lot of growth within the territory that I'm in.
Jake, this is kind of your baby, literally. relative to where we started and where we are, can you just talk about what you've seen the growth look like?
ADM fertilizer itself is a game changer. I mean, it is adding value to the farmer. If farmers are within a proximity of our assets and they're not doing business with us, I would seriously ask them why. A lot of times the reasons I find are because they're lacking in equipment, which we're trying to create options for them to not have that as a problem, or it's labor. And labor is one of those hard challenges, but if you can figure out those two things, this is going to save you money year in and year out. And the growth rate of which we've had, we had so many new customers in the last 6 months, we had to shut sales off in the spring season because we couldn't get enough product in here in time. Growers are saving money. They are realizing that there's a lot more opportunity in having the ability to put the fertilizer on when they want to, as opposed to waiting in line for after the big guy to get his stuff taken care of, then coming and getting their stuff applied in the local market. Putting that power back in your hand.
So I want to get to this for sure. Innovation never stops. And one innovative thing that you're working on and doing is Poly 4. So I know there's some field trials going on. Can you break down what Poly 4 is, Jake, and what you're working on?
Sure. So Poly 4 is a product that ADM signed up for as an offtake. It is a product that is going to be mined out of the United Kingdom. Okay, so over in England, it is a four element product. You have potassium, sulfate, magnesium, and calcium found inside this product. And there's not a lot of homogeneous products that come along like this that are going to help provide additional nutrients in a more efficient way to the plant. And so this, we believe, is a true game changer and a great opportunity for the farmer. So where is that at? That mine is under development. They're actually in the process. If you go to poly4.com and look at this project, they're in the process of sinking these mine shafts, building these big tunnels, getting the boring equipment underground to start the process of bringing and extracting that rock back out of the ground. Once we get to that part, it'll be delivered here to the United States market in full commercial use in 2023. Our expectation and timeline now up until then is to create awareness and to also do field trials to provide data for the farmer to see that there is going to be a good place for this in their current plan. This is about being smarter with our nutrients today and not necessarily applying more fertilizer or increasing that fertilizer bill. It's going to provide a low chloride option to the farm for potassium, and we ultimately believe it's going to help boost yield and provide a better nutrient for the plant.
Zach, is Poly 4 something that will be usable pretty widespread across the Midwest? Are there certain zones or places that's going to be more popular or less? How do you see that playing out?
The goal for Poly 4 is to be utilized all across the nation. Throughout the Midwest, it's going to be used on row crops. On the coastal sides, it'll be used on your nuts and berries and different things along those lines. In the Midwest, where you guys are going to focus on, the goal is to replace somewhere between 25 and 30% of your potassium needs on the farm with Poly 4. Along with that, the benefit with having a sulfate product is it has sulfur in it, so you will take care of all your sulfur needs throughout your growing season with the product. So you will be, in theory, eliminating your ATS, ammonium thiosulfate, your AMS, ammonium sulfate, and also elemental sulfur that gets applied. So just like Jake said, we're trying to figure out a better way to utilize the products within Poly 4 to make a better product that goes onto the ground for the farmer.
The other thing about that I'm very excited about, Doug, is this will have the organic certification in North America. So this will be a product that you can use on your farm for any of your organic acres, and this is that's really going to be a neat opportunity for growers to have a large commodity product that could really deliver nutrients to the plant with an organic certification. That's really neat.
So a lot of the things we talk about tie back to some of the grain marketing topics. When you think about the benefits you have of time, you think of the common acts of buying and selling to lock in margin, it makes a lot of sense, and habits are hard to break, but hopefully we're planting seeds and you're engaging us on both the fertilizer and the grain front so that we can, you know, help make this path a little bit easier for everybody that's struggling.
All right, Doug, so I have two major takeaways I got from that. Please feel free to add yours in. But First off, fertilizer prices fluctuate just like the grain market. You know, market's volatile. With fertilizer being one-third of the cost of inputs, it's super important that producers buy at a lower price.
So that is important, buying at a lower price, relative to, you know, what the price of grain is as well. So thinking about margin,
right?
But also being able to forward price fertilizer. A lot of people don't realize that they can do that. So even watching those prices and locking in a price when they really do like it, and thinking about how that compares to the commodity price associated. So thinking about margin management. So the other thing that came to mind to me is just reminding people there are ways to keep track of where these markets are headed. There's a monthly conference call that happens that Jake and the rest of his team does. There's also a DTN-powered ADM offer management app. So if you want to buy fertilizer but you don't like the price, feel free to go download that app. Not only can you see the deferred prices, but you can make bids and show us a price that where you would like to buy. And who knows, if that price is achievable, you just might get what you're wishing for.
And also, Doug, we have our ADMAdvantage.com website. So we have a bunch of resources on there as well. We have all of our podcast recordings. We have the call recordings. You can even sign up email-wise so you stay up to date with fertilizer news. And we also have the fertilizer map, so you'll be able to see the closest ADM fertilizer rep to you.
Yeah, lots of different ways to connect and stay informed. And we know this is a critical time of the year for everybody. So we hope you take advantage of some of the experts that we talked to today, some of the resources that you have. Make sure, again, that we're planning.
Again, thank you everyone for listening. Wishing you the very, very best in this spring season.
Remember everyone, plan for profitability. I was reminded again last week at a conference and the phrase came out, let's get somewhere by design instead of getting somewhere by default. And I think they're good words to live by. So good luck in this spring season. Lean on us as much as you want to or can. We'd love to help. Thank you for joining us for another episode of In the Driver's Seat.
This has been In the Driver's Seat, brought to you by ADM. To learn more about managing financial risk in your grain operation, talk to your local ADM representative or go to ADMAdvantage.com.